I guess you think you know this story. You don't. The real one's much more gory. Mind you, they got the first bit right. The bit where, in the dead of night, the ugly sisters, jewels and all, departed for the palace ball, while darling little Cinderella was locked up in a slimy cellar. She bellowed, "Help!" and "Let me out!" The magic fairy heard her shout. Appearing in a blaze of light, she said, "My dear, are you all right?" "All right," cried Cindy. "Can't you see? I feel as rotten as can be." She beats her fist against the wall and shouted, "Get me to the ball!" The fairy said, "Hang on a tick." She gave her wand a mighty flick, and quickly, in no time at all, Cindy was at the palace ball. Then midnight struck. She shouted, "Heck, I've got to run to save my neck." The prince cried, "No, alas, alack." He grabbed her dress to hold her back. As Cindy shouted, "Let me go," the dress was ripped from head to toe. She ran out in her underwear and lost one slipper on the stair. "The girl this slipper fits," the prince cried. "Tomorrow morn shall be my bride." And then, rather carelessly, I fear, he placed it on a crate of beer. Next day, the prince went charging down to knock on all the doors in town. Thousands of eager people came to try it on, but all in vain. Now came the ugly sisters go. One try it on. The prince screamed, "No!" But she screamed, "Yes, it fits. Whoopee! So now you've got to marry me." "Off with her head!" the prince roared back. They chopped it off with one big whack. "What's all the racket?" Cindy cried. "Mind your own biz," the prince replied. Poor Cindy's heart was torn to shreds. "My prince," she thought, "he chops off heads." The prince shouted, "Who's that dirty slut? Off with her nut! Off with her nut!" Just then, all in a blaze of light, the magic fairy hove in sight. Her magic wand went swoosh and swish. "Cindy," she cried, "come make a wish." Cindy answered, "Oh, kind fairy, this time I shall be more wary. I am wishing for a decent man. They're hard to find. Do you think you can?" Within a minute, Cinderella was married to a lovely fella, a simple jam maker by trade, who sold good homemade marmalade. Their house was filled with smiles and laughter, and they were happy ever after.